Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Opening tip, Kansas State's DeJuan Gordon stealing the ball from Kansas big man Silvio D'Souza. With under 10 seconds left, his team down by 22. D'Souza then tracks down Gordon.
Whew. I mean, you make a great defensive play, you don't have to instigate standing over the guy like that. I mean, that was uncalled for.
I haven't seen a Silvio that upset since Sopranos.
Right.
Like, the game is in the bag. You make a good defense play, don't do that.
You know what happens, Trace?
That's Bush.
Earlier
right
in the
there.
Season, Monmouth was there. They were down 50 at the end of the game.
Right, and then
guy stole the ball, and he became like a
right.
legend.
Right.
They weren't going to let that happen again. It happened to be their rival. Not that I'm condoning swinging around
Okay, I was going to say, so look at the chair. D'Souza picked up the chair, and we've learned today that he's been suspended indefinitely. What do you think? What should his punishment be?
That boy, I mean, he forgot where he was at. by any means necessary. I'm trying to hurt somebody, but it was just a bad decision on all parts.
Knowing how everything works over that region, he'll be suspended indefinitely or till the Big 12 tournament.
Right.
Whichever comes
Whichever
first.
Happens.
Yeah.
I wanted to use that as a segue to show some NBA fights, but I was overruled.
Oh, my gosh. We're condoning fighting on this
I'm just
network.
Saying. Cooler heads prevailed, cooler than me. Welcome to The Jump. I'm Rachel Nichols alongside my
day ones.
He likes
me and don't fight.
Uh-huh. No fighting. New York Times bestselling author Brian Windhorst and the Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady. Tracy's in a mood today.
He's a lover, not
He's
a fighter.
Peppy.
Lover,
He's peppy. He's excited. I'm just warning all of you, you're going to get Tracy on 12 today. Coming up, it's the NBA's version of Rex Manning Day. Number one pick, Zion Williamson, making his NBA debut against the Spurs right here on ESPN. Where it is he will be in the starting lineup. Much more to come throughout the hour on that. First, though, Dwight Howard's rebirth with the Lakers is one of the best stories in the NBA this season. And last night, he made it official that he's not just back on a championship-contending team. He's also returning to the All-Star Dunk Contest. I was with Dwight in New York when he made his announcement. He told me just how this came together.
You are going to participate in the dunk contest
yes.
for the first time in more than a decade. What made you want to do it again?
Well, last summer, after I signed with the Lakers, I went to Venice Beach. And I went to the court and I started dunking. And I had like a little slam dunk contest with a guy I didn't even know at the time.
I have seen some video
actual,
of this.
Yeah, he was an actual dunker. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, if I'm doing these dunks now, I should probably try to get back in the dunk contest. And, I've been thinking about it ever since then and, processing what that feeling would be like. And, I wanted to get back in it.
Are we going to see any throwbacks to some of the old dunks from your previous dunk contest?
I was actually thinking about doing some stuff like that, bringing back some old things and kind of twist them into 2020.
Any Superman?
Well, you see what the shirt says.
I'm back.
Back indeed. This year's dunk contest could get pretty spicy. We don't have an official word yet. But remember, Aaron Gordon came on The Jump and said he wanted to get a rematch with Zach LaVine of their epic 2016 battle. For me, the best dunk contest of all time, still 88, Chicago, Michael Jordan, Dominique Williams, the human highlight did this.
Yeah, that was pretty special.
Look at this.
I mean, 88 doing those type of dunks, the creativity was off
then
the charts.
Jordan, of course, from the stripe.
That just looks poetry in motion, man, just beautiful.
Oof. I'm not sure we're ever going to reach that plateau again, not when some of the league's best dunkers keep declining to participate, Ja Morant. But Dwight Howard jumping back in this year can only help. After all, watching Superman fly never gets old. So, T-Mac, what was your favorite all-time dunk contest?
Well, that one that you just showed, 1988, was a great one. I was a part of a great one in 2000. I know a lot of people
classic.
Suspect
all-time
me
classic.
To say that was the best mm-hmm. in 2000. But, I mean, going into that, I knew Vince was going to win the slam dunk contest. That's why I didn't want to do it.
Because, so, wait, tell the
so
people what happened.
We stayed in the same building in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
right? I didn't want to get in the slam dunk contest, and he kept begging me to enter it. Oh, get in, cuz.
Badgering.
Get in. You're going to do well. I was like, boys, you crazy. Like, I see what you do every day. I can't compete with that.
Right.
So finally, we sitting in his apartment, we're playing video games, and he just kept begging me until I just gave in and was like, okay, I'll do it. So, I mean, we know what the results was. He put on a freaking show, right? It was over, right? I mean, it's what I thought. But I think the best one to me was Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
That
in 2016. That was pretty special. I was actually a judge on the panel, and the creativity that they brought out, it was like Neek and Jordan in 88. It was just 50s back to back, and it was a sight. Yeah, those guys was out of their mind that night.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like
that one when he goes underneath his legs.
Yeah,
he's 6'10".
What I loved about that dunk contest, it wasn't three or four tries. It was like, no, we getting it on the first try.
Yep.
Right.
And yep.
That's to me. So I go with 2016.
So the first one I ever watched, the first All-Star Saturday I ever watched, was 1988. Larry Bird wins the three-point contest, holds his finger up, mm-hmm. knowing he's going to make it to beat Dale Ellis. And this is my first ever slam dunk contest. You know, I went back and watched it this morning because I knew we were talking about it. Dominique got screwed on the score in his last dunk.
A lot it's of people do. It was in Chicago. Home cooking was the
Jordan's second dunk of the finals, he got a low score.
Yes, and the crowd booed.
Crowd booed rightfully. That score was low. It did set up a great moment in the end where Jordan needed 49 to win. And he
started in the backcourt.
I know. I'm not taking anything away. I'm just saying Dominique. And when you watch it again, Clyde Drexler was in and he had gotten eliminated earlier. Mm-hmm. And Drexler knew that Dominique had gotten screwed. When Dominique came down and sat there and got the score, and all the crowd started buzzing because they knew Jordan would win, because it was possible Dominique could have eliminated Jordan. He had a lead. He could have eliminated him. And Drexler knew it was trash.
It's a bummer to see the regression, right? Because we used to have guys like Michael Jordan, two-time slam dunk contest winner, and the lights of the league participating. Mm-hmm. When you and Vince participated, you were the best dunkers in the NBA. That's who we had in the slam dunk contest. We got this great moment in 2016, but there's still a lot of people who have been missing these recent years. And now it's even filtered down to the rookies, right? So Zion's been hurt. I wouldn't necessarily expect him to do it this year now anyway, but even in the preseason, he's like, I don't know if I really want to do that. I don't think so. Ja Morant doesn't want to do it. Like, even the rookies now are, I don't know if they're too cool for school. I don't know if they're afraid
LeBron
of being embarrassed.
LeBron sort of set that standard. Like, LeBron was like, I'm not doing it. You know, he thought the downside was higher than the upside, was lower than the upside. And, you know, ever since then, I think it's like, well, LeBron didn't do it.
I can make the case for LeBron, though, because to me, looking at LeBron's career, LeBron was a one-foot jumper. Like he's not as
you've educated me on this.
He's not as athletic coming off 2 feet. He's a one-foot jumper, and it's not really that many dunks.
Right, but she's saying that, like, as a rookie, it's kind of like, if you're a big-time rookie, it's sort of like part of being in the league.
Right, kind of getting ushered into the league.
I understand what you're saying, though. I understand. Yeah.
So, not sure if anyone has mentioned this, but hey, Zion Williamson makes his NBA debut
tonight.
What
channel is it on, Rach?
I'm going to tell you that the Pelicans host the Spurs right here on ESPN. Zion is expected to be in the starting lineup, but they will monitor his minutes. Brian, do you like New Orleans' game plan for Zion? Because there was some back and forth over whether he was going to start.
Okay, one thing I'm going to give the Pelicans huge credit on here. They know this is a big event.
Mm-hmm.
They told us several days ago, Zion is going to come back on Wednesday. They allowed ESPN to switch the schedule to make sure it could be on national television.
Yep.
Yes, I have a vested interest in it. I work for ESPN. But as an NBA fan, I'm very happy to see it. They are going to start him tonight because it is the right thing to do for the game. Then Zion has to achieve on his own. But they recognize, other teams are like, oh no, game time decision, blah, blah, blah. The league needs Zion right now, and New Orleans and the Pelicans organization is really trying to make it happen. And it's good for their fans, too. And I am excited about him, Tracy, because in the preseason, when LeBron was a rookie, he was not good in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous about LeBron's first game. Now, he was awesome.
Right.
But part of the reason he was awesome is because the preseason was shaky. Zion's preseason
was incredible.
Was one of the greatest in the history of rookies in the game.
Wow.
So while I recognize he is coming off a knee injury, unlike LeBron, who was fully healthy, and he's probably only going to play, 15 or 20 minutes.
Is Zion really still coming off a knee injury?
Well, he's healthy.
Coming off a knee injury.
Did you see this man in Madison Square Garden just vertically put it between his legs? Are you kidding me?
I don't go over the top a lot. I am really, really excited to see Zion.
Tonight, I think he's going to have an amazing night. One, the adrenaline is going to be flowing. And we know as great players, when that adrenaline is flowing like that and he's eager to get out there, he's going to be jumping higher than everybody, which he already does. He's going to be faster. He's going to be stronger. Like, he's going to have an incredible night. And I think it's going to be easy for him because of the style of play they play. They're one of the fastest paced teams in the NBA.
And don't you think they've got some plays ready? Don't you think they've got a pet play ready for him?
Just a lob to get him comfortable and build his confidence. But he's going to, listen, he's going to be amazing tonight.
It's interesting. Our Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Pelicans have pulled back from any trade phone calls and that they're thinking, hey, this isn't the time when they had that 13-game losing streak. They've been winning games. Zion's coming back. Let's make that playoff push.
They also have, you know, a favorable schedule.
So we'll see what happens. Coming up, Luka and Kawhi going head-to-head last night. The Clippers edging out the Mavericks. But who was the best player on the court last night? We're going to discuss that next. First, though, it's time for our distant replay. It's this date featuring Stevie Franchise back in 2002.
Once got traded for Tracy McGrady.
Stevie.
And yet,
Richie comes up with a loose ball. Rockets have the numbers. Layup. Oh, Stevie Franchise with a slam.
Stevie. Classic 90s fashion.
Maryland.
Everybody's been waiting for something spectacular to happen. And there was.
Cue me in. Do the clapping and be like, action. It's a make or miss league.
Maybe a little more funny than that.
I don't know what am I make or missing? It's a make or miss league. Cut that.
That was you in the background.
And normally that's the kind of response I evoke. Make anniversaries. Happy 14th anniversary to the Black Mamba dropping 81 on the Raptors. Tracy, where were you when Kobe dropped 81? Do you remember?
I was on the bus just coming off a lousy 30-point game, and then everybody was going crazy. Kobe has 69 right now.
Yeah, LeBron and Wade actually had a duel. And Wade scored 42, LeBron won. But that, again, didn't make SportsCenter. Don't know what happened.
I was in Pittsburgh getting ready for the Super Bowl with rookie Ben Roethlisberger. That's who I was covering, and Jerome Bettis. I did not play in that Super Bowl, just to clarify that. Miss Memories, Lance Stevenson update from China. Little donkey head recently. Brian, do you miss La La Lance?
Well, I miss some of Lance, which I think is what a lot of people in the NBA would say.
His spirit, Brian.
He was unmatched.
Lance should be in the league.
I actually just not on your team.
I think that this is a good place for him.
I actually sent him a pair of my shoes over there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I actually think he had them on when he just bammed on that kid.
Well, look at you.
There you go.
Look it out for my guy, man. I didn't know I was his favorite player, so I had to look out for him.
Aw, there's a lot of people. You're going to be giving out a lot of shoes, Tracy. There's a lot of people for whom that is true.
Well, let me talk to you later. I'll talk to you later.
Make Larry O.B. The NBA has partnered up with designer Louis Vuitton to carry a new case for the finals trophy. Back to stylish, right?
Makes it desirable.
Which is more expensive, the trophy or the case? Mm. They're going to need a case for the case.
Case to carry the case. Yeah. Have you ever seen, I have watched the Stanley Cup go through a luggage scanner at the airport. It's pretty funny. Like, as the guy goes through, it's just like, there's a Stanley Cup. Very, in the
box. I know the usual with Louis luggage, T-Mac.
Expensive taste.
That's how NBA players like it. Miss Whistles. Guys, check out this play from Luka Doncic last night. All right, gets the defender to bite on the fake. He's trying to get the free throws there, but doesn't get the foul call, makes the bucket anyway.
That's all that matters, right?
Right?
I mean, I think the official, I've never seen anything like that before. I think the official was kind of confused.
And what? The ball going in? You can still call the foul.
That should have been a foul.
He was hunting for the foul, which I don't necessarily like.
Right. But
hunting for it? I mean,
yeah, he's trying to throw himself into the guy. I don't like it.
He baited the guy. He went for the fake.
I was going to say, the airspace got taken.
Yeah, but the guy jumped on the side. He was trying to run into the guy.
I'm just on the side of the defender, no matter what.
I know you are.
Always.
I know. You. I'm always against you.
Clippers-Mavs was the lone NBA game last night. Just one. Luka versus Kawhi was center stage. The Clippers won 110 to 107 with Luka and Kawhi putting up 36. Both showing off last night. Both are in the top five of All-Star voting. Kawhi, of course, the reigning finals MVP. Luka in the MVP conversation for this year. Man. Last night, who put in the better performance?
I hate to do this. I mean, because both of those boys were special last night. Luka, I mean, what can you say about this kid? Second year and the numbers that he's putting up and what he's doing for the Mavericks. Porzingis was in and out of the lineup with that knee injury. And, man, but Kawhi Leonard, to me, it seems like over the last, like, 10 games or so,
yep. mm-hmm.
he has been looking healthy.
Yep.
His movements. I don't care about, you know, the numbers or anything. Right. I care about how is he moving.
You got that right.
And his movements, it doesn't look like he's laboring anything on the basketball court. In result, he's putting up crazy numbers. They're winning. And it was Kawhi Leonard. He took over that game last night.
I would argue that the most important thing for the championship question in this whole league mm-hmm. is Kawhi Leonard's health.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul George's health, by the way.
Yes, but
because
Kawhi,
you need them both to be healthy for them to be dominant.
But even if it's just Kawhi,
yes.
I think they got a shot. He said last week, there's been a lot of things that have been said out of the Clippers locker room recently that have gotten attention. What didn't get attention was he said he's feeling the best he has all year because, you know, he had that little knee issue back in November. They haven't had to play any back-to-backs recently. Now they are tonight. He's going to sit out.
He had like 40-something days without a back-to-back.
Yeah, he's played six games in like 15 days, which, by the way, is about what a playoff series would be like. He has scored over 30 in all those games.
Yeah.
They've won five of them, even though Paul George has been out for all of them. I mean, nothing against Luka. Kawhi looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, NBA.
Mm-hmm.
No. All right, well, Lou Will has something to say as well. He said recently if the Clippers win a title this year, they will hear boos during their own parade. Is that BS or real talk? We will discuss it coming up right next on The Jump, so stick with us. Tonight, the Raptors host the Sixers, 7 o'clock Eastern. And then it's Zion time. Pelicans taking on the Spurs at 9:30 Eastern. Both games are on ESPN and the app. So wherever you are tonight, you can watch this game from your pocket. Please apologize to everyone you're having dinner with. We'd like to welcome our columnist from The Undefeated, Clinton Yates. Welcome back.
Hello,
always nice to have you in town. Since Clinton is with us, we thought it would be a good time to play one of our favorite games here on The Jump. Oh, yes. BS or real.
The ball deserves to go in the crowd after a bullshit move like that.
I think it's bullshit.
I just thought it was bullshit.
Don't give me that crap.
These guys will give you the emojis. First up, Lou Will, thinking ahead to what a Clippers championship parade might look like. The three-time Sixth Man of the Year told Slam Magazine the following, quote, "It makes sense for our whole mantra and everything that we stand for. We'll be the first team in NBA history that it's L.A. our way." That's their slogan. "And we can possibly hear boos at our own parade. I want to win it for that experience." So is Lou Will saying they could hear boos at their own championship parade, BS or real talk? Go.
That's real talk for me.
Woo! All the way across the board. Why?
Because basically that would actually be a win for the Clippers. I mean, over the past couple months, we've seen so many different things in terms of Laker fans reacting to all of these different things in terms of the Clippers being good. There's an outside argument that they aren't as panicked overall about what their team makeup is if it's not for the fact that it's the Clip Show down the hall that beat the Lakers twice this season. And overall, I think that if they do that, they know they're in the heads of Lakers.
Won't it be interesting if they play in the playoffs? In those seven games, the Lakers may feel like the home team.
That they're going to. I mean, I have been in that building for, quote, Clippers-hosted home games, including the opener, and it felt like a Lakers game.
What I think about Lakers fans are the kind of people who would come to the parade to boo.
Just to do – that's exactly what they're going to do. There. They're going to be salty. I mean, this is Laker town. Like, Clippers having a parade in Laker town? Are you kidding me? Of course a Laker fan's going to be out there booing.
I don't know. I mean, look, I get it. When these guys go to, like, the Dodgers game or something like that, there are people in the crowd booing. You think that if they win a title...
There will be some Lakers fans out there with their jerseys, painted cars, purple and gold.
Yeah, they'll say whatever. They got 17 titles or whatever it is. They'll say 17-1 or whatever.
Right, Lakers fans act like they're not bothered, but the basic concept of the Clippers even being competitive has them out in droves talking about it already.
Snoop might even be walking up and down the parade on his own Laker float.
Y'all are petty, and I love it. Danny Green has been on two championship teams, but he says he has never had more fun on a team than he's having right now. Here is what he told our friend Zach Lowe on the Low Post podcast. Take a listen.
Other guys feel comfortable to talk and bring things to the table, or, you know, ask questions or talk in the group chat because, you know, they're the leaders and they talk about everything. We hang out, we do everything together, and we have fun, man. We have fun regardless of win or losing. It's been probably the most fun season I've had.
Really?
Yeah, off the court, by far.
Really?
Yeah.
By far?
By far.
Look at Zach digging it in there. All right, BS or real talk? This guy, Spurs, Raptors titles, you're all with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's played with LeBron, and he knows what type of atmosphere and environment LeBron creates. I mean, he played with him in Cleveland. To see those guys on the sidelines, I can understand why he's saying this is probably the best experience, because he's in L.A. having that same experience that he had with LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah, wasn't Danny Green with LeBron when they did all the camera clips and like all of that stuff?
They didn't win that title. And right.
they haven't won the title this year yet either. Not to put a damper. She hates the Lakers. She said they haven't yet won the 2020 title.
But, you know, first off, with all due respect to the fun guy, I'm not so sure that there was a lot of fun in Toronto last year. There was a lot of pressure.
Right.
I know that Pop has some fun with his guys sometimes, and they have nice bottles of wine, but you wouldn't say the Spurs experience is steeped in
a nonstop party
nonstop
machine.
Party with
you
Tim
guys,
Duncan.
You guys are overlooking my favorite part of his career, which is when he played with Psycho T in college and Tyler Zeller. They were obviously partying it up. I'm stunned that wasn't the most fun experience of his career. I'm joking, but no, overall, yes, I think this has got to be a given that this is his most fun. LeBron's here.
I've seen Roy Williams in those locker rooms.
Oh, yeah, he knows how to party. And look, there he is. Look at Psycho T out there getting it on the floor. You know this guy knows how to have fun.
Well, look, Brian, you've talked about it a lot this year, that LeBron has made such a concerted effort to be a team builder within that locker room, that from the day one, he wanted to build those guys, make them have fun. And he's an exuberant personality. Mm-hmm. And every year that passes, as we see LeBron be more comfortable with himself and who he is, the way he acts both publicly, Taco Tuesday, like all the stuff that he does, and in that locker room, he has the perspective of, okay, there are things that are hard, there are things that drive me crazy, but I'm generally pretty blessed, and I'm really enjoying these last sort of, however long it is, stretch of his career. I think that all comes into what Danny Green is feeling right now. Let's talk about Marvin Bagley, the second overall pick in the 2018 draft. Not a fan of people who are criticizing his play. I don't know if this has been mentioned either. Luka Doncic was taking a pick ahead of him. Yeah, that's what Bagley keeps hearing. He said to the Sacramento Bee, quote, "Just keep that same energy. Once things start to come around, or I start putting up these good games, don't change positions. Stay with what you said from the jump. You want to rock with me or continue to not rock with me? That's your opinion, but keep that same energy." Is Marvin Bagley saying keep that same energy to his critics, BS or real talk? Gentlemen.
No offense to Marvin, but when are these games going to start happening? I mean, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny.
You haven't given up your sign.
Yes, I am. This is where I am.
He
has been real, but I'm like, this Luka's on a whole nother level right now. So, and I don't see him reaching Luka's level.
The reason that fans are upset is because it was revealed that they didn't really even give a shot at Doncic, and why they didn't pick him, I'm not going to get onto that air, is a big part of it. And I don't think it's as much directed at Bagley as it is how did you not get Luka talk overall? Yeah. Because look, you've seen how he is. He's an MVP candidate. It doesn't even matter who the second guy is.
It doesn't matter.
He shouldn't take it personally.
No, he shouldn't. I mean, now if you start putting up those numbers like Luka, then, you know, we could start talking, but you're not doing anything right now.
It reminded me, the phrasing, it reminded me a little bit of like me when I would be a kid and being like, when I grow, you'll see.
Yeah.
And then I never grew.
I'm still waiting on it. Right?
I'll be able to play basketball better when I'm over 4 feet tall. It's only barely happened.
I've spent some time with Marvin. I happen to really like him. I like his game, but he is married, especially while he's in Sacramento, to Luka. And unfortunately for him, while I appreciate what he's saying, I don't think there's going to be an easy way out of that. It's not quite like Sam Bowie, because Luka is not Jordan yet.
Right.
But I could see that taking a Sam Bowie-esque path.
Yes.
You can never overcome that.
I mean, I think in some ways Trae Young is going to be married to Luka for the rest of their careers. Sure. And that speaks to partly just how much of a presence Trae Young is, that he is much more on the public consciousness because of the way he has been balling out than Marvin.
Yeah, and we don't hear it about Ayton as much. DeAndre Ayton, who's been good but not great, he doesn't hear it as much as Bagley does.
Bagley shouldn't want more.
people to change their minds. You don't want people to still be
keep that
on
same energy.
Right, right, right. No, you want them to be fans, not haters. That doesn't make sense.
Put up those numbers.
Yes. Let's talk about Bradley Beal. His Wizards are 14-28 right now, but he is not ruling out a playoff appearance. The Wizards, technically just four games out of the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. Here's what Beal said when asked about the playoffs, quote, "That's the goal. That's every day for us. It's in the back of my mind." So, Clinton, my D.C. area brethren here, BS or real talk?
I'm sorry. This is only because of the words he used. It's in the back of my mind. You know what's in the back of my mind? I don't know. Cleaning up the garage. Getting that motorcycle license I thought about giving. I mean,
those are all really more possible than the Wizards really making the playoffs this year.
Roy's look good this season. Bertanzas look good as well. But to say that something's at the back of his mind implies that it's not even a priority.
Ooh.
And if it's not a priority for Bradley Beal, then how's it going to be a priority for the Wizards?
I mean, as players, we're competitors.
Right.
And even when you feel like you're on the worst team, you feel like you have a shot to make the playoffs. I remember getting traded from Houston to the Knicks, and the Knicks were awful. But I thought because of who I am, I was going to go there and help us make a run for the playoffs.
I thought you said you ever played for the Knicks.
How are you going to bring that up?
Even T-Mac's not that good. Here's the thing. It's a miracle to me that the Wizards are even four games out.
Yes. It's true.
Because of the injuries they've had.
Does it speak more to the Wizards or the Eastern Conference?
I think, believe it or not, that's hard to say. I think they've actually overachieved based on what they've actually had on the floor.
What do I keep saying? So fun to watch.
We got a Coach of the Year candidate in Washington?
No, I didn't say that.
I've got it in the back of my mind to attend a game this year.
They might want to investigate the back of the court because they don't play any defense at all, ever. They just like this side.
There's not too many teams that do play defense.
Not the front.
Not the front. They like the front. Clinton, thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, stick with us because we'll talk about the Pelicans. Will they make the playoffs if Zion is healthy? We'll look at their strength of schedule and break it all down next. And here's what The Jump recommends for today. Our NBA insiders teamed up on the app to tell you how to watch Zion. Yes, this goes beyond turn on your TV. They break down his top moves, give you the top Pelicans games to watch the rest of the season.
Zion owns ESPN today,
I've never heard of him.
Man.
But also turn on.
Again, I don't know if anyone's mentioned it, but Zion Williamson is playing tonight on ESPN. Here's what Zion means to the city of New Orleans. Take a listen.
All right.
Yeah, Bellman's
coming right up with that. All right, thank you. Oh, my God. Zion, welcome to the family. Let's dance. Telling you, man, I'm gonna make that, like, global. Wow, passing the torch. Are you ready to take that on? City of New Orleans.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
Zion, I think you'd be the greatest player ever, especially coming to New Orleans. I think you could do some great things. You remind me of Shaq dominance running up the court.
What a play!
Well, Zion, you sort of remind me of Blake Griffin in terms of just the explosion, the power.
Oh, me, oh, my. A monster jam by Blake Griffin!
Physicality, of course, is sort of dominant that you don't normally see in today's game.
Thank you, Drew Brees. It's a nice gift. Sheesh.
I sent you that jersey because I believe that you can be a great leader in this community. And I was always told when I came to New Orleans that if you love New Orleans, it'll love you back.
Drew Brees is always thinking about New Orleans, the championship that he brought to the city. Sort of almost like similarly giving you a torch. I wouldn't say passing it down, but just giving you the torch to say, hey, when you light a fire into the city just loves it. It turns up. It's a lituation.
Zion, to tell you, New Orleans is a special place. I've traveled all over the world, and I've never experienced any other city like that. The people are great. Everyone loves each other. The music is fantastic. The food is great.
New Orleans is different than any place you've probably ever been. It is on its own time schedule. It's relaxed. It's casual. It's fun. There's a reason it's called the Big Easy.
The best prospect that we've seen since LeBron. I mean, what's not to be happy about?
Is there anything that you'd like to say to your new team and family in New Orleans?
Let's dance.
When you say let's dance, that means to me, let's get the party started and we going all the way to the end. And that's what we do in New Orleans. You can catch people outside dancing with no music sometimes. That's how important dancing is. So I'm ready to dance with you. Let's make it happen.
You know what let's dance means. We're here for every game. We're here for playoffs. We're here to win, you know, the same mentality we have on the football field. We're here to win the big dance. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about the championship.
There it is. Ball throws it up. Williamson lays it down.
You have an incredible opportunity to be a part of the beginning of something great and creating the foundation by which you can have a long, successful career here.
Williamson inside and lays it up and in.
We have this great city to represent no matter where we go and play. If that's me in Europe or that's you somewhere in New York, when you wear that Pelicans jersey, you're representing more than just basketball. It's a city of love, heart, and soul.
The city's looking for that electricity that you brought to the electricity you brought out of high school. It's that passion and that love that you have for the game that shows each and every time you take court.
Robinson tapped it out to Knox side. Rips it.
My expectations of you would be a legendary Hall of Famer that likes we've never seen before. Too much pressure? All right, cool. When you bring a title to the city will love you back like you've never heard of.
I say it all the time. New Orleans is the best city in America. I did love the fan in that piece who said New Orleans runs on its own time. Things have never been truer. Drew Brees' commitment to that city. Obviously, he was there in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. That amazing Monday Night Football game. And, of course, bringing them the Super Bowl years later. To have him say to Zion Williamson, you're going to be my partner in this. It's so meaningful. And the Pelicans, of course, now not that far off from the number 8 seed, only 3.5 games back. So all of that excitement that you saw in that piece from fans, you could see some of that playoff excitement this year. And I mentioned at the top of the show, Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Pelicans have made it clear they're pulling back from any trade talks. They're going to use this team and go for it if things stay the way they've been these last few weeks.
In fact, I've heard that in the talks that they've had, they've been looking to acquire.
Ooh.
Players like, you know, maybe not a big time player, but like if they're going to add something, maybe add a veteran,
right?
Because they are a really young team, and that's why I can't, even though their schedule's favorable, I can't quite, without having seen Zion, bring myself to say they're going to do it because they are so young. They have experienced guys, but you'd be relying on guys who'd never been there before. So that's, I can't quite get myself to say that.
I like what Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball have been doing lately.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think they have a great chance of making the playoffs if Zion can continue to stay healthy. Reason being is these guys have been playing, I think, Ingram and Lonzo having a breakout year. And you have J.J. Redick, who's a sniper on this team. You add somebody like Zion, who I think could be a 20-point scorer. Like, you adding another 20-point scorer. So you got Drew Holiday, who's averaging 20. You have Ingram, who's averaging 25. Lonzo is putting up nice numbers this year. And you add a 20-point scorer. Absolutely, they can make the playoffs this year with him being healthy.
But there's a bunch of teams around them that could potentially add pieces as well.
Right.
Portland, you know, potentially getting some good news. I'd like to see where everybody is in about 3-4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the question's being asked today.
The question's being asked today because they don't have 3-4 weeks to the trade deadline.
Right, but
so
I want to see. I want to see where everything
going
happens
for it or not.
Right.
I want to see what happens at the deadline, and I want to see how Zion looks for 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
I'm not worried about how he's going to look. I am worried about like what other teams would do in terms of the pieces that they add to their roster. That could potentially, you know, hurt a team like New Orleans. So we'll see.
We'll see. I was just trying to look up J.J. Redick's quote to Zion at the beginning of the season.
Don't mess up
my playoff streak.
13 seasons.
J.J. has made the playoffs every season, and he would like that to continue. Up next, which team is the better bet to win the East? The Sixers or the Rockets will not be winning the East. Raptors.
Sixers,
they are facing off tonight. The answer is that between the Sixers and Rockets, it's definitely the Sixers has the better chance to win the East. But the Raptors, they're on deck tonight. We'll talk about that. It's time for our second distant replay of the day. This one, this date, 2010. Derrick Rose.
Oh, my goodness.
We got ahead of time.
Oh.
And Derrick Rose brings down the Thunder with a two-hand jam.
What, Dragic?
Oh.
Yep.
Young Dragic.
Yep.
He didn't know. He didn't know. Oh, my.
He's trying to play defense. Ooh.
There goes that. There goes the bench.
I missed that kid.
Look at that sneer. That's Chicago right there. This week, NBA Saturday primetime matchup. LeBron and the Lakers taking on Ben Simmons and the Sixers. Our coverage begins with The Jump. We're your pregame show at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on ABC and the ESPN app. And it's crunch time here on The Jump. Kobe Bryant was asked by CNN if a woman could someday play in the NBA. He said, quote, there are a couple players who could play in the NBA right now. He named Ayanna Taurasi, Maya Moore, Elena Deladon as examples. Now, T-Mac, Kobe has four daughters. He has no sons. Is he just trying to get Gigi in the league here? Come on.
Yeah, he is. I do appreciate Kobe naming those four guys because they can hoop. But I just like, you know, I like to see them playing against other women and making the WNBA what it is today and continue to make the progression on that league.
That's exactly right. The comparison just doesn't have to be to men all the time.
Yeah. It could be about the league that it is. That league is on a good run.
It's on, absolutely on the come up. All right, the Mavs lost big man Dwight Powell to a season-ending Achilles injury last night. This was hard to watch. And, Trace, you could tell right away, right? They confirmed it that it's a full rupture, but you could see it.
Yeah, I've seen too many of these injuries and, you know, when it's non-contact, you already know. It's either ACL or it's an Achilles, and you just hate to see that.
Unfortunately, this had the same Durant where the you could see it on his leg. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what did the Mavs do? Because he was such a key part of
The Mavericks have been out there looking for different types of players. They have trade assets.
Mm.
Because Porzingis has been unreliable health-wise this year, they may not have to examine the market for a big man.
Look, this is a little bit what we expected from Porzingis, right? I mean, the first year back from a 20-month layoff, like Paul George, like Gordon Hayward, that's what you're going to get from
him. He's got knee soreness, so I'm worried about
that. We'll see what happens with Yusuf Nurkic, because Damian Lillard telling reporters that Nurk took part in full practice today. And again, he's another one where I would say don't get too excited because we don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back. But still, he is such an emotional part of that team. What would that mean to the Blazers?
That would mean a lot if he can play some consistent minutes. I mean, he's going to help Dame and Melo and CJ and those boys because they really need help in that interior with Collins being out, Whiteside really being the only big they have. So I'm sure.
A little dig at Russell Westbrook on that shirt, if you don't remember.
They've been waiting for this for a long time because once Zach Collins went down, they were so depleted in the front court. This is their big move. Their big move is getting Nurkic. And this is why I don't know about the Pelicans. Because with Nurkic coming back, that changes the game there.
Hey, look, the Arizona Cardinals receiver extraordinaire Larry Fitzgerald has bought a minority stake in the Phoenix Suns.
That's
he is now the second active NFL player with an NBA ownership share. Of course, Aaron Rodgers has a stake in the Bucks. You like this, Tracy?
I love seeing athletes getting some stake in franchises, but I also love seeing black athletes getting stake in franchises. So, yeah, kudos.
There's only a handful of former players who have had stakes in teams. This is surprising, but Robert Sarver has been leaning on Larry Fitzgerald the last couple of years.
Give him some money.
Possibly to help him increase his Q rating in Phoenix.
As I say, there is no one more popular in that state than Larry Fitzgerald.
I think that's a smart move. I think this is not just a smart move for Larry, it's a smart move for Robert Sarver.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also says something that the NFL players that we just mentioned investing in NBA teams. Just saying. Back to the East, where there are some surprises in the standings. Tonight on ESPN, the Raptors hosting the Sixers, 7 o'clock Eastern. And a surprise for some, the Raptors lead the Sixers in the standings, not the people of Toronto. Going into tonight's matchup, the Raptors are holding the third seed while the Sixers are in the fifth seed. There's only one game, actually, between them, Brian. Who do you think is a better bet? If you had to say one of these teams is coming out of the East, which one would you bet on?
Well, Philly has more talent. And you would say that in a series, you would favor Philly. That said, the Raptors have been so good this year, despite having a lot of injuries of their own. And, you know, if I was Toronto or Miami, I would be wondering, is there a move out there that I could make that could elevate my chances? I think Denver is in this position in the West because I think the two LA teams will be better next year than they are now.
Right.
And I think in the East, Toronto and Miami have
They're looking at the Sixers and saying, well,
the Sixers just aren't at the top of their game, and the Bucks are going to be a tall order. But if you can fight, if you can get to the conference finals and give yourself a fighting chance against the Bucks. So I'll tell you what, I think the Raptors play with a lot of confidence. And they're going to be a hard out no matter when they go.
Here's what I'll say. I like Philly because of the depth they have, the talent that they have. But I don't know what their identity is.
They don't know. Think they you can't don't. Know because
right.
they don't know.
Right. So, I mean, for the Raptors, they know who they are. That's why sure. they are playing great basketball. They trust one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, after losing Kawhi Leonard, they still are holding it down in the Eastern Conference. Other guys have stepped up, Siakam and you know, some of these young guys. But I just don't really trust them in the playoffs.
Tell you what, if they were playing a playoff series right now, I would probably pick the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
But I would bet on the Raptors because
I feel the same way.
Because the odds, where you get good odds,
you get good odds,
I
right?
I think they'd have
way.
A really good shot.
Well, look, the Raptors. In fact, we've never seen a Finals MVP leave his team before, so there's no precedent for what Kawhi did. But the fact that he was only there for a year, to me, made the Raptors more able to bounce back from him leaving. They're like, hey, we were good without you.
Yeah.
We made the Eastern Conference Finals without you. We've done other things without you, so they could bounce back. The question when you're talking about which other teams might be able to win the East always comes down to who can play Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks hard. That's it, because they are going to be there. The Bucks are going to be there. And so you have to then lean toward the team that has the size to deal with him.
Yeah.
If they can figure out what they are doing when they play on the court together and who's going to shoot shots. If those things can happen, especially in
right.
the latter half of the fourth quarter, they would have, to me, the best shot at it, but we'll have to see. I want to get to our League Pass game of the night. Lots of good picks on the slate today. This
we
is
got?
A good night, but look, we got that ESPN doubleheader. Again, you may have heard Zion's playing, but our pick for League Pass is Nuggets at Rockets. The Rockets have been struggling, especially defensively. They gave up 41 fourth quarter points Monday against the Thunder, losing their fourth straight game. You know Chris Paul was having fun
that
night.
That was a good flight. That night.
What do you think, Tracy, is the key to the Rockets avoiding their fifth straight loss?
Well, James can't go 1-for-17 from three again.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, he can't do that. But I just think they have to be locked down defensively. Like, if it's not working on the offensive end, if James is going to struggle, if Westbrook going to struggle, or their shooter's going to struggle, like, lock down on the defensive end. Denver's going to score, right? So you're going to have to concentrate on slowing down Jokic, who's a big problem, and then their guard play. I mean, they come into play. They play hard. They're getting a wounded Rockets team, so they're going to have to do a little extra tonight.
This slump that Harden is in is pretty crazy. I don't think it'll last, obviously. The Rockets, frankly, aren't good enough to not play good transition D. They're not good enough to turn the ball over like they do. They're not good enough to give up offensive rebounds. In short, they got to tighten up. Tighten up, boys, because they're leaking.
Just sloppy stuff.
They're just sloppy play.
Well, that's what's led people to question sort of what the mentality of the locker room is right now. Is this team going to stay together and hold the rope? Because it feels like there's a little teeter going on, and we'll see. And look, they could pull themselves out of it and be right there in the Western Conference Finals. We will find out. This just in at the buzzer. According to The Athletic and the Associated Press, Derek
yes.
Jones Jr. has accepted an invitation to the dunk contest in Chicago.
So, we have Dwight Howard.
Yep.
We have Derek Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is Aaron and Zach, and we're going to have an amazing Saturday night.
I'm holding Aaron Gordon to
Aaron
what he said on this show.
And Zach, it's in Chicago. You play
mm-hmm.
for the Bulls. It's only going to help your popularity. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of making bets.
Get back in it, brother.
Make a bet on Derek Jones Jr. for this
airplane day. Mode, man.
This guy can explode
so
off the ground.
So much fun. He could
it's
actually
not about
jump
how
over
you
the
can jump.
Tower.
You got to have some creativity, though.
All right.
There you go.
I'll take
and
that.
Thanks, guys, for joining
three?
Me. Tomorrow, we're unveiling the McDonald's All-Americans. Stay
you a
with us
target.
For that.